Leaders at colleges and universities across Massachusetts say they'll continue to work toward diversity on campus. That follows yesterday's U.S. Supreme Court decision that schools can no longer use race-based admissions. The case involved programs at Harvard and the University of North Carolina. Joining us now to talk about the ramifications of yesterday's ruling is Jonathan Feingold. He's a professor at Boston University School of Law and co-authored an amicus brief in support of Harvard and UNC. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Rupa. So nice to be with you.
Thanks for being here. We're coming up on 24 hours since this decision was released. What's the reaction and conversation been like among people like you who understand the legal issues and history behind this decision?
So I think, one, it was a predictable decision, in part because we know with a six-member conservative majority that has long been hostile to even modest civil rights efforts, we were not expecting a win for Harvard and UNC. But I think even folks like I were surprised by how grotesquely Justice Roberts' opinion distorted both history and fact and really seemed to elevate a commitment to colorblindness over the Constitution itself. But the other surprise was that the ruling was actually somewhat narrow. Justice Roberts did not, in a per se way, end all race conscious admissions. And he also made quite clear that universities can continue to consider how racism has affected individual students.
How do you think that'll play out within the confines of yesterday's ruling?
So I think that remains to be seen. What I would hope is that schools and universities find other ways to get a sense of whether students had to confront different sorts of adversity, burdens, hurdles in their lives, including racial discrimination. And I was heartened to see that Biden's administration has already put out helpful guidance to schools across the country in which they offer some great ideas for how to consider taking into account the individual experiences of students, but without necessarily putting all the burden on students to tell those stories themselves.
Boston is a huge college town. We have an amazing number of colleges and universities locally. Is it possible that because of this ruling, we'll see a different makeup of the people around us here in 10 years or 20 years?
So it's certainly possible. For the schools that today or yesterday consider the racial identity of individual students, if they simply stop doing so but don't change anything else, we will see a different makeup. And the reason should be obvious to any listener. We know that the United States remains a society in which race and racism shape every aspect of our private and public lives. And so if you're not able to take that into account in a highly competitive selection process, then you know that you're going to inevitably be locking out students who face racial headwinds and giving an unearned advantage to those who enjoy a racial tailwind. And the only other thing that I'll mention is that in addition to the court making clear that universities can consider a student's individual experiences with racism, they also offer this very interesting carve-out for military academies and arguably other institutions that have distinct interests. And what I would encourage law schools to do and medical schools to do and other professional schools that exist outside of the context of the undergraduate system at issue here, let's just think hard as to whether or not your institution, your field, might actually also apply to that exemption. Because there's no reason why institutions have to do the work of this right-wing majority and stop taking still lawful steps to promote more racially just and racially inclusive admissions processes.
John Feingold is a professor at Boston University School of Law. We should note Boston University holds WBUR's broadcast license. Thanks so much for talking this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thanks, Rupa.